When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hi, I'm so excited.
Yeah, this is Semi-Organized Chaos. My name is Simon Baggs.
I'm Keisha Pettit, and this is a podcast where we're going to talk about all things pop culture, relationships, and the world's weirdest news.
Coming up today, we are talking a six-year-old being made to run a marathon that is mad, the male equivalent of a basic bitch, and we ask each other three fucked up questions just to get things nice and awkward.
Welcome to the chaos. Let's get into it. How's this? Six-year-old over in Kentucky made to run a marathon the other day. I saw this article. Family, I think they've got six kids, the youngest of them, 6 years old. They must be like hectic runners. You know those families?
Yeah. Lycra everywhere, just lying on chairs.
They had this marathon event on. It was for some charity called Fight For Together.
Okay.
And they're kind of getting dragged all over the American press right now because they made their six-year-old kid complete the marathon.
What, 42 kilometres?
Yes. So it's American, so they've got it in miles, 26.2 miles.
Right.
It took the kid 8 hours and 35 minutes.
That is messed up.
Longer than you stand.
Were there other kids involved, or is it just this one child slugging it out on their own?
I don't think there are any other six-year-olds involved.
Fuck.
It gets worse.
Yeah.
Apparently the kid was crying when he had 6 miles to go because he got to a snack table. Have you ever done a big run like that?
Yeah, you get like a bit of a Powerade. Mm. You know, they throw it in your mouth and then you got to keep going.
So he got to the one with 6 miles to go and they had no snacks left. So the kid was crying and apparently the parents have bribed him with Pringles if he kept going.
Pringles are the worst chip out of – if you had at least a Dorito at the end or maybe like a
– strong disagree. Pringles are fucking great. However, the cans are too small. Like, I have small hands and I can't even get
it. It's just an aeroplane type chip that you get when you're desperate. You know, when you're up in the air, you've got no other option. Yeah, they bring it the Pringle and you're like, I'll fucking have one of those.
No, I rate a Pringle.
Do you?
Although they are overly priced in mini bars in the hotels, like severely overpriced. But I rate a Pringle.
Did he get him to the end?
He did get him to the end. I mean, tears and all, he completed it. But now the family are getting absolutely dragged.
As they should be, first of all. Feeding your kids Pringles, it's just a crime. And then number two, you're forcing your kids to do a 42-kilometre or how many miles is it? 26 kilometres.
26.2.
That is crazy.
It's pretty hectic.
And unhealthy.
8.5 hours.
Yeah.
Speaking of time spent running, your wife and I, weirdly enough, only just became friends on Instagram. Which I thought that I'd...
Who added who first?
She added me, actually, which did make me feel good.
Thank you. Oh, I see. You were resisting adding my wife on Instagram?
No, I genuinely thought that we had followed each other for years. And I was thinking about this. I was like, why have I assumed that I did follow her on Instagram? And I reckon it's probably because you post stuff of her all the time.
So I'm only allowed to post photos of myself and my wife. If you actually go through my feed, there's not a photo in the last 3 years that she's not involved in some way. But I don't feature that often on hers. I think that says that, you know, I'm not attractive enough to make her Instagram and then I'm just fucking
You're not
just desperate to get the likes. So I'll just put a hot chick on there. Who's my wife?
You're not the aesthetic that she goes for.
No.
Well, anyway, we became Instagram friends the other day, and she seems to be whipping you into shape.
Oh, she's making me run. The last 2 days, we've been up in the morning at 5:30 in the morning. I'm the 6-year-old right now. She's holding the Pringles for me at the end of the at the end of the race, and she's saying, "Come on, buddy." She's look, I'm a bit fat at the moment. Look,
you're not.
I am a little bit chubby. I haven't been going to F45, right? Because we've moved cities, and I haven't signed up to a new gym. And so, at the moment, I'm waking up at 5 a.m. and my wife is waking me up and making me do this run.
Yeah, look, I'm not gonna discourage you, but the photo that I did see her post on her Instagram story.
I'm exhausted.
She's hot.
She's hot as hell, mate.
She's 10 out of 10, but she is standing there. She looks like she has not had one bead of sweat drop down her forehead.
Yeah.
But you're in the back.
Looking like a piece of shit. Mate, this is the way it works, right? She never gets my approval. I mean, not that she needs to, but she never gets any approval for what she uploads. And then whenever I see it later where she's tagged me in it, I always look fucked up. It's like she's trying to make sure that no other lady is attracted to me at all.
I've got a piece of advice for you. Don't wear grey working out. It shows sweat.
Oh, mate.
You looked disheveled as fuck.
Yeah, I was. I didn't expect to be on Instagram at fucking 6 o'clock in the morning.
Your whole chest piece
I know.
Was wet. Like just everything.
When you say chest piece, you can say it. It's man boobs. That's what it is right there.
It looked as though you had a two-tone shirt on where the sleeves and the very bottom of the shirt were a different colour to the midsection.
Yeah,
I don't want to dish you. I'm really proud of you.
Oh,
getting
you don't
up 5 o'clock
yeah.
in the morning,
okay, yeah.
tough feet. But maybe Yulia needs to encourage you with some Pringles to get through your...
I can tell you, mate, the Pringles will not work. But that six-year-old, what a fucking legend for dealing with those shitty parents. Like,
they actually did have, after it was on Good Morning America, they had Social Security turn up to check on the kids.
Good.
I don't think that you will have the same plight of the people coming
for
you.
What if I call docs on my wife and I'm like, she's making me run at 5 in the morning.
I think that's
there's no Pringles involved. All right, so this is a segment called The World's Weirdest News, where Keisha, today you are going to bring three news stories, and I've got to work out whether these news stories actually happened or they're fake. You made them up.
Some weird things happen in the world, and some of them, when I read them, I just go, surely that's like satire.
Mm.
And when you find out it's not satire, they're my favorite types of news stories. Number one for you, true or false? Gold Coast Mayor concedes more thought should have gone into prayer room after interests from satanists or satanists.
Satanists.
I'm not sure how to say it.
Now, look, okay, I know Tom Tate fairly well. You know, he talks a bit like this, doesn't he? He's a bit rough.
He sounds like a rugby league player.
And he misses some words sometimes in a press conference that you're like, wow, dude. Anyway.
Are you running this shit?
Yeah. You're talking about Wet and Wild, mate. It's not that hard. All right. I'm going to say this is true because Tom Tate is just... You know.
That would be ding, 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 correct.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Tom Tate has gone on record saying he should have called the prayer room, are you okay room. The room is no longer publicly available because satanists or satanists, I'm not sure how to pronounce that correctly, they tried to use it for a blessing and he's had to contact all of his advisors and pull the council resource.
Oh, wow. You know, there's the TV show The Project.
Mm.
I feel like the project producers love Tom Tate because he gives them so much friggin' content.
It's like they're just rubbing their paws together going, thank God, yeah. Like tick today's story.
If it's a light news day, they're like, what's Tom Tate up to?
Do you like him as your...
No, he's embarrassing. And he's been there for like 12 years. And when you say your mate, no.
You're from the Gold Coast.
I'm born and bred from the Gold Coast and proud of it. But I'm not proud of Tom Tate at all.
I think he fits the demographic. All right, time for number two. News story number two. Pilot and female cadet allegedly fired after cockpit sex tape emerges.
Okay, now there is a story that happened, I'd say maybe 10, 15 years ago, exactly this or something very similar anyway. So I'm going to go with... True.
It is correct. It's happened. I didn't know about this one 10 years ago. This recent one's in Russia.
Ah.
Apparently, the pilot was 28. He had a cadet with him. She was 21. And unfortunately for them, it may be going up on Pornhub, but they have both lost their jobs.
Wow. That is one place that I would never have sex with all the gadgets in there. Imagine if you just bumped one of those things and then all of a sudden the plane starts nosediving.
It couldn't be comfortable.
Right.
Like of all the workplaces, I reckon that this would happen in a lot more workplaces than what people would be aware of.
Well, when what are you talking about?
I think that people would be getting it on at work way more than what people would assume.
Yeah, okay. Boardroom kind of vibe.
Like even storeroom kind of vibe. I've heard stories because both of us used to work in radio and I've heard stories of people doing the deed at radio.
In the studio.
One was in the studio. I don't know if it's true or it was a rumour.
In the studios that we worked at.
You weren't there. This is at the previous station.
Oh, the old ratty ones.
The old gross one. I'll tell you this place that we used to work. Oh, my gosh. It used to be a church before this. And I found out 2 years into this job that the garage we used to put all the product in, like all the drinks and the food, was the morgue of the church. Oh, it's where they used to put the dead people.
Okay. Yeah.
This is a very grim, grim building.
But at least that, you know, turned into such a positive place of happiness and freebies.
Yes, and also the place that one person got it on in the studio, apparently. Wow. So I don't know. I'm pretty sure it was a true story.
I don't know if I don't think I have done this. No. But I just went back through the files.
You're like, I still get in trouble from HR if I don't work there anymore?
No, I don't think I have. I don't think I have. Now, when I say I don't think I have, I spent a good part of my 20s very drunk. But I don't think I've done that.
No, I haven't either. I haven't either. All right, number 3. Sheep sentenced to 3 years in jail after being convicted of killing a woman.
Wow. Okay. Sheep, out of all of the animals that you'd see on a farm.
Apparently a lot of cows kill people by falling over them.
Yeah, because they're probably idiots during the whole, like, let's push them over on the side. Did you ever do that when you were younger?
No, I would never have done that. I was Why a vegetarian when I was
yeah,
younger.
Of course.
Why would you do that, Simon? Why would you do that?
No, I never did that either. I never did that.
I would be scared.
Totally.
They're pretty large.
Sheep. Very soft if they fall on you. I don't think they're the size of a dog, so they're not that heavy.
They're a bit bigger than a dog, aren't they?
How are they killing people with their horns? I'm going to go with true because it sounds ridiculous. Is it true?
It's true. Okay, so it's happened over in South Sudan. A ram, so I would assume it would be from its horns, earlier this month attacked a woman, 45 years old. She later died of her injuries, and so he's been sentenced to 3 years in jail. What would a sheep jail look like? How's that any different to sitting in a farm?
Yeah, well, you know how they have to make, like, number plates? Do they have to make, you know, like, name tags for their...
All I just imagined was that filter of thug life with the sunglasses going on the sheep and the chain around its neck
with
and
a clock on it.
Thug life. Yeah. I've done my time.
Yeah. I can't believe that all three of those are true. That is madness. That is the world's weirdest news.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast. And up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Lakeish, we talk about pop culture, relationships, and the world's weirdest news. I thought for relationships today, we could actually talk about our relationship. Not in detail of how we met and all that boring shit. Who cares about that, right? What I thought we could do is actually ask, and I don't think we'll get the opportunity to do this ever again, but ask each other three just fucked up questions that you would never ask. Maybe you're thinking about these things. You've always wanted to ask them, but it would just be so weird to bring it up.
Like bring it up with you specifically?
Like straight to their face. Just ask them. And the thing is, the person that's receiving the question has to answer honestly. There's no, you know, I'm not going to answer that or pull out or anything like that. You get three questions, I get three questions, and we have to answer them.
Oh, you've got me feeling nervous.
Why would you be nervous, mate?
Because I know how fucked up you can be. Like,
all right.
No, you're absolutely going
to
drag me.
Would you like to start?
No, I don't want to start at all. I feel like I want to get a bit of a grip of what type of questions we're going to be asking.
Okay, mate, we'll ease in. We'll ease into it, right?
You're the litmus test.
Okay, all right. And you have to answer this, honestly. Why did your last relationship end?
Do you mean like proper full relationship?
Yeah, like relationship. Like not just someone you had sex with last night. Relationship, mate. You've been with how, like over a year or, you know, like over six months at least.
Yeah, yeah. The last one, oh God, he's probably the worst person I ever dated, actually. I learned a lot from it, I am very suspicious of the fact that he is and has been diagnosed with narcissistic personality disorder.
Okay.
Because when we were breaking up, one thing that I said was, I really think you need to go and get sorted with a psychologist. And after that appointment, he came back to me and he was like, oh, have you heard of narcissistic personalities? Have you heard of dark triad? And I was like, bro, I've been to a lot of psychology sessions and never once have they brought up the dark triad. And I went home and I Googled that and I was like, oh, fuck, I know why they're bringing this
He's
up.
He's got some stuff to sort out.
You've got some things to work through. Yeah. So
you'll be there for a while.
Yeah, no, not a good one, that one.
Yeah. Oh, well, at least you realised that, though, and got out of there. Did you call the relationship off? Did you identify that yourself before he went there?
No, he called it off. But as it turns out, it was because he was cheating on me.
All right, okay, you get to ask a question, whatever you like.
Oh, okay, well, mine's not as hectic as that. What's the last thing you search for on your phone?
Oh, I can just open that up for you right now. I wouldn't know, to be honest with you. Oh, this could be actually quite incriminating. Oh, no, this is so bad. Okay, so when I was driving to pick up my wife last night, I really liked the Pony Toxic Genuine remix. I know. And right, so it's on the radio.
It really gets me going, you know?
No, like, because it's
I
always...
just think of myself in Magic Mike.
No, I love the rhythm of the song. It gets you going, you know? And so I thought it's not on the radio. I selected like all of the radio stations that were on at the time and they didn't have it on. And usually it's on every fucking radio station. Anyway, it wasn't on. So I decided to actually search for it and play it through my speakers.
How did it make you feel?
It's sexy.
Did it make? Did you pick your wife up from work and you went, "Hey, babe"?
No, I had it cranked, and then I made sure I quickly like turned everything off and just put like I don't know what it was, just something very
soft
blokey
jazz.
On
soft jazz.
Yeah. All right,
sensual tunes.
I hope that answered your questions, but there's nothing sus going on in there. Just like nerdy stuff. All right, my question for you: what category of porn do you watch?
I've definitely viewed it, not a huge, huge porn enthusiast, but look, I would probably say this is a weak answer, such a basic bitch answer, but it would be the one that would be like female friendly. Like I don't like it when
What's
women
the female?
Are getting...
What's that? So like
no, there's an actual category.
Girl on girl.
No. No, that's called lesbian porn. There's porn that is designed to be pleasant to the female gaze.
Okay, so, like, I want to know, like, what would that be?
I guess it would be more maybe realistic to like a relationship style of sex where it's not as...
Also, the guy's just falling asleep after he's had a shower or something.
No, he's actually trying to make her come. But I mean, like, sorry, let's be real. Mm. I am stereotyping women as a whole category now. I don't think women would rely upon porn in the same way that men would, because the reality is that for the majority of people, It's just a text away.
Oh, boom.
It's just a you up text away.
Yes.
Honestly,
are you up?
I've never sent one.
Are you up?
Actually, speaking of this, this brings me into my next question for you. What's your number?
04.
No, 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 no. Do you know your number? Your sexual partner number?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
Willing to share?
Yeah, because I think it is realistic for a guy who is 37. See, it is going to sound like a bigger number, right? But the thing is, if you average it out, let's say, because I was single for a long period of time. So I was single from, say, I don't know, I had, you know, 1 year relationships every now and then. So probably single for majority of my 20s. Let's say there's one partner a month.
Wait, we didn't come here to do math. I asked you the question.
Who fucking knows their exact number?
Well, I think there are people who do.
But what I'm saying is,
I mean, it's easy when it's like three.
Yeah, exactly. But mine's not three, mate. So I'm not.
Add a couple zeros?
No, it's definitely not that high. It's definitely not.
There's no judgment here. This is safe space.
Yeah, it feels like it, doesn't
it? Encouraging of a healthy no, sex life.
I would say, if I was 90.
Yeah? Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Like if you divide that over the years, yeah, probably like 90 or like something like that.
Okay.
Who the fuck's counting?
Do I get a part B to the question?
Go for it.
Do you think you could remember the names of them all?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah?
Like, yeah, I mean, I can't name everyone now, but if we spent the time...
I mean, we'd be here until next year.
Yeah, I could easily remember their names, I think. Yeah.
That's pretty impressive.
There might be a few drunken nights out there that we don't really know the
answers to. I've definitely got some friends that I travel with that, you know, because some of my friends have kept lists in their phones, like in their notes, and there's definitely things like Santorini 1, Santorini 2.
Yeah, actually, now that you say that, when I was traveling, I don't think I could answer some of
those. That's when you rack up your numbers.
Because you don't give a shit, do you? Because you're like, no one's going to know about this.
But it's just like, that's just what you're doing. You're traveling, totally. You're living life, you're drunk most of the time.
Yeah.
Like, just inviting.
Many people are backpackers. How hard is it to have sex in a backpackers?
And there's always those people who just don't give a shit if they're in a dorm room and they're just like, whatever, this is what we're here for.
All right. This is a bit heavy, actually. And I don't want this to come across nasty or anything like that. So just, you know, but you got to answer this question honestly and how you feel. Mm-hmm. But do you consider your parents' relationship to be a healthy one?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
I think that they would agree. They separated, 13, 14 years ago?
Yeah.
You know what's actually like, and this is a little bit heavy, but something that I often say about divorce, when you're like a child of a separated marriage, when they're going through a divorce, a lot of people speak about like, oh, you know, are you okay? This is such a hard time for you. And what I think is quite weird, and I always felt this way, was that the divorce is not the hard part.
No.
I think unless you're a really young kid.
It's all the fucked up shit your dad says about your mum and then your mum says about your dad and you're like, fuck, you guys hate each other, right?
Well, for me it was like those years, and I mean, there were a lot of them, in the lead up to the separation that you walk into the house and you're walking on eggshells because you're living with two people who hate each other. Mm. So, yeah, no, their relationship, definitely not. It's better now. Something that was really lovely was that my grandparents were all friends. And
on both sides.
Yeah. That's rare. So because my parents were together from when they were really young, so we would do family things and it was just like a free-for-all. Like everybody came, the grandparents, my mum and dad, their partners, and it was awkward for a couple of years, but then, stopped. So it's better now. But, it wasn't at the time.
I have nothing else to say. I mean, what can I say? I'm not a psychologist. I'm just going to sit here and be like, wow, I fucking asked that question. You gave me an answer. And it was very honest. I love it.
All right. Last question for you. And this is just a simple, all I need is a number.
Yeah, great. What's with these numbers?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Sorry about that. I'm getting into math today. How would you rate your looks on a scale of 1 to 10?
Oh, well, I mean, they are deteriorating as we speak. but like what now at 37?
Yeah.
Because I feel like I was like, can I be really, really honest? I was way hotter when I was in my like mid 20s, and I look back at photos and I'm like, fuck, what was I worried about back then? And
isn't that wild?
Right. And then now I look at myself and I go, fucking Jesus Christ, what the fuck happened to me? Like, and I feel like it's all happened to me in the last like 4 or 5 years.
Really? I think you look exactly the same as when I met you.
No.
Which was what, like 6 years ago or something?
Yeah, no, mate.
I feel like you look the same.
No. Not at all.
What would you rate yourself now?
I'd say, look, I'm going to be honest. I'd say a solid 6. Like, I'm not like shit.
A couple of beers into you. You got a personality, maybe.
Yeah, like I can talk and, you know, so I go, okay. And like, I just judge it on like, say, who I've hooked up with, really. Like, I'm like, if I'm
like,
you've
been able to snap.
Yeah, so I'm like, well, she's kind of hot and my wife's extremely attractive. So I'm like, well, there must be something going on.
Mm. That's they how do I say that, a lot right? about men that are funny. That adds points. So yeah. Like, but what would you have called?
And men that have money. And I don't have either of those things going for me. So I don't know how the fuck I married Yulia.
What would you have rated yourself in, like, your prime? What do you think the hottest out of 10 was?
An 11.
No, I'm joking. I'm joking. You've got to not leave that.
I'm 100% not saying that's not getting edited out. Saw a tweet the other day that said, what's the male equivalent of the live, laugh, love sign in the home?
What is the live, laugh, love sign?
Oh, okay. So the live, laugh, love sign is, I guess it's like, it's kind of like a bumper sticker for basic bitches.
Right.
It was really a thing, how long ago? I don't know, up to 20 years ago. I have no idea an actual time frame, but it was a thing that a lot of girls own. It's usually in like plastic, or it could be in a photo frame, or it could be like wooden carved out.
In your bedroom, just to like when you wake up, you look at it and you're like, yeah.
It's like a wall decoration. Or right. I mean, these days it might be, I mean, it still could be that, but it could also be like an Instagram bio. And there's a lot of jokes on the internet about it being the way to identify that someone's like...
basic as fuck. Yeah. Right, okay.
Yeah, so I saw this tweet. It said, what's the male equivalent of it?
Mm.
And I thought, gee, that's a good question, actually. And for me, it was the really horrifically saturated damp towel hanging in the bathroom.
Basic. Like, yes. With a bit of toothpaste on there because they've used it to wipe their mouth.
Like, it's just the biggest red flag you could wave for being basic, right? My beautiful Instagram friends delivered with what they think the equivalent, the male equivalent of a live, laugh, love sign. So I want to know whether you have owned or said these things.
Okay.
A stolen street sign with your name on it.
Yes. Well, not my name, but definitely a stolen street sign for sure.
And you'd have it in your bedroom? Actually,
you know, I stole a giveaway sign.
What?
Just had it in my bedroom. Came home from a drunk night out when I was like 18 years old. Mum walked in. What's going on here? Got a giveaway sign there.
All right, tick one. Bed on the floor. So, like, bed frame missing or on the floor?
No, I've never had that. I've always had a solid bed.
Okay, all right. Gone fishing sign?
No. No, but gee whiz, wouldn't I be a catch if I had one of those up in here?
You know what I'd second to this? A BCF membership. Oh, that to me is just like full basic. Yes. I love camping. Yes. I love getting out the outdoors.
Look, I do wish we've got a mutual friend, Blanchy. I feel like he would definitely have a BCF.
Sorry, Blanchy.
No, I love, we both love Blanchy.
Yeah.
But like.
He's 100% got BCF. A BCF.
Fucking loves BCF.
First episode, just dragging our mates. Have you ever said shit, shower and shave?
No.
You haven't?
No, shit, shower and shave. What, is that like my morning motto? What
I've heard it in the context of like, I just got to go home quickly and triple S. Like, I just got to go shit, shower and shave and I'll be back.
When are they saying this to you? And where are you hanging out where people are saying that?
Have you really never heard that before?
Never.
Oh, I thought that was a really common one.
Shit.
Shower.
And shave.
Yeah. It's the triple S. It's like the male routine.
But like, what scenario? Like, I'd be at the bar and I'd be like, great to meet you. Like, just got to go shit, shower and shave. And I'll be back in a sec. Like, what are you saying that?
I guess it would be, you know, like, what's your morning routine before you go to work? Oh, I just get up, shit, shower and shave, and off I go.
Yeah, right. Mm. Good motto. I've never said it, though.
What about a pull-up bar in the door frame?
Oh, yeah, no, actually,
if you've got a door, you've got a gym.
Yeah, I did have that.
Could you do a pull-up? Or did you just have it there as like a flex?
Well, the thing was the door wasn't very strong. So it actually, we pulled the, it was through my fatty years and I pulled the door off the frame, off the hinges. So, yeah.
You broke a door frame.
I actually don't understand why they think those things are going to work properly. Like if a guy is 80 kilos and it's a wooden door that's attached with two flimsy fucking...
They don't make them like they used to. Yeah. Doors used to be
They used to be a lot stronger, yes.
Oh, gosh. All right, I'll move on to the next one. This one's a good one. Mm. Male equivalent of a live, laugh, love sign are empty alcohol bottles on display.
100%.
You've done it?
done that. I think there could be some around here right now, actually.
That's just because you haven't taken them down to the recycling.
Yeah.
You know, when you would go in and they would have them like on the
window.
Yeah.
And you'd start collecting them to the point where you could actually like stack them to cover the window.
You're a Gold Coast bogan, aren't you, Tom?
Mate, 100%. But you know how proud you were of that pyramid of Forex cans?
I'm a Queenslander.
I've
got my Forex cans. All right. Have you ever said the phrase, such is life?
I probably would have after I saw Ben Cousins' tattoo.
Oh, I think this is triple points if you've got the tattoo. What about Saturdays are for the boys?
Yeah. Saturdays are for the boys.
I got two more for you. All right. Second last one. Southern Cross tattoo.
Came very close.
Did you?
Yeah. But
where were you going to get it?
Just on my back.
How big? Like we're full talking back. Ben full Affleck.
Back. Yeah, full back. But I have no tattoos. So I went from like going full basic to like, yeah, didn't even touch it.
I'm very
glad. But you have glad. One,
though. No, I don't have any tattoos
you do,
either.
You do.
What do you mean? I don't have any tattoos.
You've got carpe diem, don't you?
Don't paint that picture of me. Look at you. You know that you're lying, but you know that me defending myself will make it sound as though I'm not. I'm trying to cover the terrible tattoo. I do not have a carpe diem tattoo anywhere on my body.
What's wrong with that? My wife has one. Oh, mate.
Oh, I feel very uncomfortable. All right, last one. The phrase. So the live, laugh, love equivalent for men, happy wife, happy life.
Yeah. Who hasn't said that?
Do you agree with it?
Yeah, 100%, mate. That is not even basic. Because
that is
basic. That is just fucking rules.
That's basic.
Like if your wife is not happy, your life is shit ass. Let's be real. Fucking keep her happy, man.
And carpe diem. Well, guys, that was it for our first episode of Semi-Organized Chaos. We hope that you really enjoyed it. If you did, we'd love it if you could share it with a friend and give us a review on Apple Podcasts or a star rating on Spotify. And we will catch you back here next Wednesday. Thanks, legends.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.